A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. A certain Pharisee named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin, came to Jesus at night. "Rabbi," he said, "we know you are a teacher come from God, for no man can perform signs and wonders such as you perform unless God is with him." Jesus gave him this answer: "I solemnly assure you, no one can see the rule of God unless he is begotten from above." "How can a man be born again once he is old?" retorted Nicodemus. "Can he return to his mother's womb and be born all over again?" Jesus replied, "I solemnly assure you, no one can enter into God's kingdom without being begotten of water and spirit. Flesh begets flesh, spirit begets spirit. Do not be surprised that I tell you, you must all be begotten from above. The wind blows where it will. You hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone begotten of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's modern society, science and technology have made the statement, "seeing is believing," the mantra to adhere to. To believe in something, we must have proof. And initially, that is how Nicodemus came to Jesus in the Gospel today. He came because of what he saw, the physical proof. Nicodemus tells Jesus that he has proof Jesus is from God, because no one could perform such signs and wonders unless he was from God. But Jesus rebukes Nicodemus and says that to really understand the proof, you must be reborn from above. Nicodemus cannot wrap his mind around this. He can only see the scientific improbability of being reborn. How can a man return to his mother's womb? We know Nicodemus is a learned man. He is a Pharisee, a member of the Sanhedrin, so he looks at things with a view of the intellect. And yet, there is something in Nicodemus that yearns for more. If we read between the lines, we see a man of passion, a man who risks censure to seek out Jesus. Yes, he came at night, cautious to not let others see him, but still there was a chance that the word could get back to the community. And yet Nicodemus comes. And when Jesus challenges his life's view, Nicodemus doesn't give up. He argues right back. He asks. He wants to know, how is this possible? Do we take up the challenge of Nicodemus in our personal lives? Do we have the passion to question Jesus on the things that bother us? Do we try to pray so that our spiritual lives will grow? Or do we just ignore the hidden doubts and try to pretend they aren't there? Jesus tells Nicodemus and us that to really understand God, we must be open to the Spirit. We must be begotten of water and the Spirit. We have been baptized in water, and now we must open our hearts to receive the Spirit. The intellect can only take us so far. As the Gospel says, the wind blows where it wills. You hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. And yet, if we are privileged to hear the sound, we also have the privilege of the gift to believe in it. Flesh is merely the outward manifestation of life, but the Spirit represents the breath of life, the true life that comes from the Spirit of God. In this beautiful Easter season, we are celebrating our risen Lord and preparing for Pentecost. The story of Nicodemus reminds us to reach for the passion inside us, to yearn for the true spirit of life, to experience more than just the flesh or what we can physically see or touch, to take the leap of faith into the world of the Spirit, to enter God's kingdom with open minds and open hearts, and by example, to bring hope to our parched and thirsting world.